Okay, Carol was next, and then Ray.
Well, I've been in close communication with Gus and our business manager, and I'm pretty familiar with what's going on at KPFA. What I'm not familiar with is the national, what these cuts are and their impacts at the national level. And so that's where my problem is. I understand that without a budget, you're not authorized to spend money, and that's not a good situation. So what I would feel most comfortable with would be getting the information we requested about what positions we are funding at the national level and what positions have been cut, and perhaps a memo about what further positions might be cut if things don't work out well in January, in the next couple of days.
Right.
And that if we had that, today's Monday, if we had that, say, by Wednesday, that we could meet again on Friday to vote on the budget. But I'm not comfortable voting on the budget without that information, which is bothering me a great deal.
Well, I have to tell you all that, you know, we are meeting, scheduled to meet on December 1st at WBAI and to begin implementing very real possibility of on Monday implementing what we're calling our core recovery plan at WBAI.
Right.
Decisions have to be made every day. Time is of the essence. We are in a race against time, as we've, you know, mentioned to people before, all around the system.
Right.
So from our perspective, you know, if there are some substantial, strategic, or major problems that have been identified with these budgets that we've presented, then I would be supportive of a change, and obviously wouldn't want the board to pass budgets that they don't feel comfortable with. However, if there's some issues that can be resolved in a different way, like I suggested, I know your concerns about the salary issues, getting individual salary information.
Well, Dan, I don't think you
that could be tabled, and we could discuss that on a separate executive conference call. That would be fine. But from our perspective, from my perspective, I need to make decisions. We need to move forward with various things. So it would be preferable for me to have these budgets passed. If the board doesn't feel comfortable with it, you know, then I wouldn't recommend you pass it. But at this point, I'm not so sure that a delay would be that there's such a cause for concern to justify the delay. But
okay, I have Ray. Next.
Basically, I agree with what Carol said. And looking at the picture at WBAI particularly, I remember that when we met in September in Manhattan, when it came to pass, when there was a proposal from you, Dan and Lonnie, to have the 1 month reserve, the first thing I asked is, what is the position of the managers on this? The station managers, and to me, if I had the chance, it was the discussion allowed it. I'd like to hear also what some of the workers in the union had to say, because they'll be impacted upon. So basically, what we're saying here then is that there are elements of the budget that clearly impact on other issues, including layoff at WBAI and other major decisions to be taken, and I personally would like to have a clear idea of what, how this will work together.
Yeah, but what are those ideas? Because I haven't, you know, we've put out the budgets for 3 months since mid-September, and apart from maybe one or two minor, relatively minor issues, or at least maybe one issue of concern that Carol's brought up, I haven't heard anything from any board members, even from last week's phone call and informal briefing, which was designed last week to elicit any concerns that the board had about the budget, to deal with them back a week ago or this week so that we could pass these budgets today. I don't want to ask you guys to pass a budget that you're not feeling comfortable with, but we've set this thing up. We've had a lot of communication, information, etc., over the last 2 or 3 months, since whenever, or even going back to April, when the budgeting process began, So it would be helpful for us, given the timelines and the deadlines that we're working with, to move forward and authorize the budget today. I think if you need to meet, I'm not so sure, Ray, how helpful it would be for the board in making a decision to talk with union people or general managers or other constituencies within the Pacifica system. You know, that would maybe complicate matters or certainly add to the timeliness issue. And I want to underscore again to you all today, I mean, if you don't feel you have the right information or the ability to make a decision, you know, by all means, it's critical that you all feel comfortable that you have the right information. Obviously, the EB, you know, the CFO and I have presented to you a situation that is dire and that we feel requires speedy action on your part. But I think from any, you know, I haven't heard issues coming up today that couldn't be dealt with even if you just pass this budget or even pass it provisionally, or we could come back in 45 days and take a look at it, that would be fine.
Can I ask
Leslie?
We don't have a sack yet. I would like to say something and then see who else wants to.
Leslie, I wasn't quite finished yet. Then, for example, I know that Carol had raised a question about salaries. I tuned in about 20 minutes late, so I don't know if that was discussed or if it was decided that we would leave it alone. Not that you would have discussed this on the air. I know that, for example, that you had mentioned that there had been $100,000 cuts on the national level, or national budget, I believe.
Yeah, the revenue is actually reduced by three times that, Ray. We're doing the same thing you folks at WBEI are doing, figuring out our budget, how we'll get through the fiscal, and at the same time anticipating even maybe some more issues coming up as well.
So but did you cover that before I got on? Is that what the problem is? I'm not too sure what the $100,000 was. Because I know it
Ray,
was in the letter.
Ray, I'm sorry, Ray. It's going to be very hard to repeat, to go back and repeat stuff that was discussed during the course of the conversation here. You know, I know it's sad. Obviously, you need the information, but it's going to be hard because you missed some of the call. You know, we can't repeat the whole meeting again.
I agree.
I want to get in the stack after you, Leslie. This is Lydia. I have a timeline proposal.
Okay. I have myself, Carol, Teresa, Lydia. I wanted to suggest that we, let me just preface it by saying I don't feel great about any of the options that we have here. I certainly don't feel terrific about the notion of not passing anything and, in effect, bringing the financial operations of the foundation to a halt. If we don't authorize the spending of money, then no money can be spent. So given the situation we're in, I think that the best way to proceed would be to pass these budgets provisionally with a commitment to, and I don't, you know, we have to look at the exact date, but in 6 weeks probably, and I only say 6 weeks and not a month because the holidays are upon us, but maybe we could do it in a month's time, that we reconvene having gotten from the office updated, revised budgets, whatever changes need to be made. That we immediately, though, and if we can do it on Friday, as Carol suggested, I think would make sense, have convene in executive session to review in more detail the situation at the national office, particularly in relation to staffing, what are the areas of work that this board has indicated it would like to have done that are not going to get done because we don't have the wherewithal to hire staff to do them, or, you know, where we are with all staffing situation. And that basically will be how we proceed at this point. We do the executive session, whatever information and insights we get out of that, you know, will inform how we would act when we reconvene in, let's say, a month to 6 weeks. We can figure out the date if we agree on this general timeline. Okay, I have Carol, and then Teresa and Lydia.
Well, Leslie, I'm in pretty fair agreement with you. I am at a point where I could provisionally pass all the budgets except the national office budget. The national office budget, I'm not willing to vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if we could get in writing the information we need in the next couple of days and review that in executive session by Friday, then I would be comfortable. and I understand the urgency. I feel the urgency certainly as much as anyone else does. I do not want to be bankrupt in January. And that's my major concern. And I see, and I believe Lonnie and Dan, that we could be bankrupt in January.
Functionally bankrupt.
Functionally bankrupt.
Actually.
Yeah, we should be careful with that word.
You do not have enough cash to pay your outstanding current obligations.
Functional.
That's functional bankruptcy. And I don't want to be there.
Could I make one suggestion, Carol?
Yes.
To add to it? You know, if we're going to do the executive session, let's have an agenda that will make a difference for the big problems as well. Okay?
That will what?
It'll make a difference for that big issue as well.
Right.
I feel we must...
For what big issue?
That issue of being functionally bankrupt in January.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can't ignore it. It's the elephant in the room. Whatever we deal with, let's at least come out of there with a sense of what we need to do about those big issues. At least one. And maybe we won't come up with an answer, but at least have it on the agenda.
Well, yes, we can have it on the agenda, but what I'm hearing from Carol is that there is no agenda. Oh, I don't know if I'm hearing it from Carol or just I'm hearing it in my own head, right? There is no agenda if we don't get the information that we need.
And well, that's what we're going to be doing, I'm assuming.
Okay.
That we'll get the information out, but the point of the information is to tackle the large problem.
That's right. So what I'm trying to be clear about is I'm prepared to approve the budget with the exception of the national office budget, and I'm prepared to pass any resolution needed to go forward and tackle the situation at WBAI.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Okay, so we have Teresa and then Lydia.
I lost my train of thought. Can I go after Lydia?
Yes,
of course. Is that okay, Lydia?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, I would still like to have the input from the general managers. There are the specific positions that are being challenged here that might be where there might be other layoffs at other stations. We really need to get their input. They're the ones that work with the staff day in and day out. That could be at the same executive session. It could be right before because you're going to be discussing personnel, so it would be appropriate. And perhaps listen to them first and then continue with the meeting in the interest of time and do this on Friday. That would be fine.
Lydia, what is the concern?
The concern is that you don't work at a station. The concern is that neither you or Lonnie know the ins and outs of what a board operator or how critical that person is to a station or whatever, and yet there are cuts that you are asking the general managers to make and not necessarily at their discretion. That's number one. Number two, there's already been a difference into the perception of what I believe was not a horrible fund drive for, let's say, KPFK. I can only speak for KPFK. I really don't know the ins and outs other than what you have told me. And so I think that when you're talking about a budget, which is simply a projection, but you're laying people off based on a perception of yours and Lonnie that I'm not saying it's not valid. I mean, I absolutely think we should have a reserve, all of these things. But nevertheless, because it's so critical, because you're talking about layoffs, is that I think it's really important to have the station managers there. What kind of fundraisers do you have in mind? Do they have any ideas? If they don't, maybe we can share them. As a board, as a national board, this board has not functioned as a board to raise money for the national office either. You know, that's another issue we can deal with later. But because it's so critical, because we didn't realize how critical it would be, and it's all based on one soft fund drive, then I think it's imperative to have the general managers on the line, even if it's, you know, just for an hour, just to ask questions. We can prepare ahead of time and then continue with our meeting and pass the budget.
I do want to say I'm not denigrating KPFK in any way and did not mean to suggest that they're to make any impugn anybody's integrity or the station staff. Quite the contrary, we've worked very closely with all the stations and tremendously thankful and grateful for all the stations' work and support from the East Coast to the West Coast. So I want to be sure that's clearly understood. But again, I'm not so sure I hear the specific concern
that at least hasn't been articulated to me via the general managers or business managers at the station that we work very closely with every day on these matters. Certainly it also seems to be something that prefigures, indeed, prefigures, I guess, what's coming up with the bylaws around what kind of organizational integrity and hierarchy we have at Pacifica, and how the Pacifica board operates as a policy board with one employee, that is the executive director. So those are, I think, also important questions to understand and also to respect going forward in the short term as far as decision-making is concerned over the next couple of months. I'm not so sure that's going to be particularly helpful. But, you know, if there's private or individual concerns about an individual station, more than happy to take it up with a general manager who can communicate those concerns directly to me or to Lonnie about the finances of their particular station. But what we don't want to get into, I don't think, is, you know, picking and choosing from the cupboard about, you know, a board getting involved in that kind of level of micro management.
Well, but the
okay,
whole point is that the whole board has to vote on
Lydia,
the other stations.
Lydia, we'll come back to this question.
Well, let Lydia finish her question.
Okay, the question, the issue, Dan, is, for example, just in the same way that you brought the business of one station to the national board of WBAI, the majority of the board that is voting on a budget for all of the stations are not privy to the ins and outs of the other stations, and I'm not suggesting. I mean, they may have nothing to say. They might be on the phone 5 minutes and say, no, we totally agree with everything, and no, we have no fundraising ideas. I have no idea. I'm just saying, give us the opportunity to ask questions that we might have of them, since as a board, we're going to be voting on an entire budget for all of the stations, not just the ones that in our particular signal areas.
Okay, Teresa's next,
all right.
And then Carol, and it's now 9:34. I'm exhausted. You know, it's late on the East Coast.
Well, I agree to some degree with Carol's proposal. I think we have to hold Dan accountable for his hiring practices on the national, and for his selection of GMs. I think we have to hold the GMs accountable for their decision making, whether it's staff or contracts or whatever, and we as a national board have to be accountable for some of the mistakes and decisions that we've done. For example, in September, I asked the national board to limit our expenditures for any expenditures over a certain amount, over $2,500, I think it was, that we get permission or that we get together, and we didn't do that. And I don't know. You all know how you voted. I know distinctly that Carol was in support of that motion, and so we have to hold ourselves responsible. I'm going to hold GMs responsible, and I think we most through Dan. My point is, I'm in support of Carol's motion as soon as possible after I think the December 1st. And I think if you want to get with GMs, why not have a meeting, a telephone conference with your national board members and your GM and Dan and Lonnie, for example. I'm not sure how that could be controlled and helpful. And to me, that it is some sort of open-ended agenda that I think would not be that fruitful.
Okay, folks, let me try and suggest that there are several items before us that we need to make some decisions on now, if we can, and that they are distinct and separate items, and yes, they are related to each other, but let's try and take them one at a time. One item is the convening of an executive session, and I've heard nobody speak against this, so I'm assuming there's agreement on this, but someone to speak up now if they don't agree. But convening of an executive session as soon as possible, aiming for this coming Friday, which is, you know, during the holiday weekend, but this coming Friday, based on having received before then information from Lonnie and Dan about the national budget, more details on the national budget specifically around staffing, and that we would look at that and look at the functional bankruptcy issue. Is there any opposition to convening such an executive session?
This is Teresa. I would like to say something. I will be visiting family.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to go for a walk to walk off our Thanksgiving dinner, for example, I'd like to not to have to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't go. So I'd rather.
We weren't doing it on Thursday, were we?
No, the proposal was to do it on Friday. But maybe that's when Teresa's family has their Thanksgiving dinner. Who knows?
The point is, if we have that, I'd like it to be early in the morning, so I would have the rest of the day so that I can be away from the telephone.
Now, how about Saturday or Sunday? Friday's not good for me either.
That's fine with me. Saturday is fine.
Okay. For those people who are on this call, is Saturday okay? That would be Saturday, November 29th.
Yeah, what time?
What time? Because
what time?
We have a
12 o'clock East Coast time.
Candidate thing going on.
How's 12 noon East Coast time, which would make it 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 11 a.m. in Houston? Or
is there any way that it could be earlier?
Oh, my God.
Earlier? Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. To you guys.
I'm sorry.
Earlier
it's
than
9
a.m. What's the top? Noon Eastern?
Noon 9 Eastern. Pacific. I ain't getting up that early on Saturday morning. Right, yeah, but I mean, not after 2 days of Thanksgiving.
No, the time again, Leslie, repeat the time.
What the suggestion is that we do it 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Houston
Central
time. Yeah, and 12 noon East Coast.
So I have to take all those medications before these meetings, you know, it takes a long time.
Okay, I'm for it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, and that would be executive session. The second issue that we have to resolve is whether or not we want to invite the general managers to that call.
To a portion of it is what I...
Yes, to the beginning part of the call to get their input and their concerns. That's the proposition before us, right? That's what Lydia has suggested.
I think it's a great idea because we want to make sure, like as Lonnie said, we got to get all the ideas we can get on the table.
I want to say that it may be difficult and they may not all be available on the holiday, but I agree with Lydia as well.
Let me just intervene 1 minute.
Wait, no, Dan, let Carol finish her sentence and then you can speak.
I was reviewing the settlement agreement that governs this board, and it says we are to get input from the Administrative Council. And the last two board meetings, we didn't even get reports from the managers. And I think at this critical time, it would be just very helpful to all of us to hear what the managers say. Because, quite frankly, as a KPFA person, I don't know what the scene is in Los Angeles or Washington or Houston. I have some information about BAI. And I just think that we would should honor Lydia's request. I think it's a good one.
Just as Teresa, can we
ask? Dan wanted to say something.
Okay,
Dan, go on.
I think we have a problem. I think we have a big problem between the what the national office is recommending, what the executive director is recommending, within a context of a really severe financial crisis, and what the board is feeling and wanting to do differently. You know, there's clearly a major gulf, because the recommendations that I'm making, none of them are accepted by this board in this critical time of the foundation.
I'm sorry, none of them are what?
They're not being accepted, Leslie.
We haven't gotten to them yet. That's the next agenda item.
Well, we have
more resolutions.
The major thing that I'm putting on the table is passing these budgets and moving the network forward. I'm asking, I think, relatively coherently, that certain steps that I'm asking that the board take at this time, and even minor recommendations that I'm making on procedural matters, are not being listened to by the board or being acted upon the board. So what I'm seeing from my perspective is a big gulf.
between the national office, the executive director, and this national board. That's a big problem. Because I can't run the foundation. I can't make decisions. I can't fulfill my responsibilities without the authority from the board. This is a critical time for Pacifica. I understand if you feel you want to go in a different direction as to the recommendations that are different than the recommendations from me and the national office. But that has consequences. That has consequences. Consequences in terms of the hemorrhaging, the financial hemorrhaging of the foundation, consequences into the future, how we organize the foundation, consequences around organizational integrity. It sounds like we have a bigger problem.
Leslie, put Dave on the stack.
Then simply, you know, should we meet next week and get the individual salary information and discuss that issue? Because I have some legitimate concerns about that, and so do the general managers, so do unions, so do staff. We can't proceed, I don't think, in a manner at this juncture, or I can't do my job, I don't feel, without the support of the board.
Okay, we have Teresa and then David.
Well, I agree with Dan, and I agree with Carol Spooner. And I think that we have to honor his selections as GMs, and if he feels that the GMs have not done a good job of managing and providing the budgets to him, I would imagine they worked through these issues of the budget, and he has some tough decisions to make. So more power to you, Dan.
Okay, David.
Leslie?
Yeah, I just...
David and then Ray.
Yeah, no, Dan, I don't see that this is a big gulf. I mean, I detect your frustration that the budgets are not being fully passed right now. I think that what's happening here, in my sense, in any event, in my seat, is that we want to get a little more details and really get a closer examination of what these solutions really mean. We see the budgets. How does that really play out? You're talking about layoffs. I agree. The national board should not be involved in deciding who gets laid off. But I think we are and should be involved in, with your guidance, developing a practical policy insofar as layoffs are necessary. And I don't think that there's any time in Pacifica when less communication is warranted. And I think that getting feedback from the general managers, and I detect from you, Dan, a reluctance to get into that with the general managers and everything, because it opens up a lot of other discussions that you've already had with them. And I appreciate that that's a problem, but I think, too, that the board needs a reassurance in a way that every stone has been turned over and looked at to see where there's some possible, you know, slack and solutions. So I think it should be more seen as a reinforcing thing rather than the opposite. And I certainly am fully in support of passing, you know, the executive director's recommended budgets here, so long as I understand them, and so long as we recognize that when there will be some serious policy decisions involving the elimination of some staff, insofar as that happens, that there's a real good, clear policy for the board to recognize and for you to have as a guide. And to say that it should be informed by the general managers by having them sit down with us on the phone for a little bit before another meeting, I don't think that's going to hurt. And if it is, I'd be curious as to why.
Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell them that I personally have always supported you in most of your decisions, and this is no different. However, these are very important issues, and I wouldn't expect you to rubber stamp any of all positions taken by the board, and neither should we be in that position. So theoretically, when either side of the group presents a position, the assumption is that the other party might not agree or might see slightly differently. And as Dave just said, I personally feel that I do want to hear, to have a better idea of the picture on the ground before we move forward. I do agree with you that time is of the essence, and I'm willing to do it ASAP. And however, I think it is a valid decision by the board that does not reflect on the validity of your work.
Right. Well, you know, I feel, Ray, that I have a responsibility to ensure the fiscal stability of the foundation, but increasingly that the authority is not there to ensure that. And that contradiction is obviously a contradiction that Pacifica is going to have to deal with at some point, the contradiction between authority and responsibility and accountability at all levels of the foundation. I feel I've done my job today to inform each and every one of you about the seriousness of the financial situation at the network. I raised my voice about an hour ago, but let me be very clear. Pacifica is going down. It is going down. You cannot continue along this financial path, whether at BAI or KPFK, and expect to be an organization that lives next year. I, in fact, said this at the September board meeting. Lonnie has been saying the same thing. We have been writing and reporting this fact for many, many months. We have plans in place. We work very, very closely with the general managers. We have very good relations in New York where we're implementing a core recovery plan. Every day that goes by, we're losing, or every month, $118,000 or $117,000 at BAI, gone. Lonnie is saying we have until January, until you're bankrupt. You know, at some point, somebody's going to have to make the decision about what to do. So at this point, if you all want to put the situation off, you want to talk to the general managers, that's fine with me. We can do that. But I want you to know that I've done my job. Lonnie has done his job here today. We have taken responsibility for the issue. We have informed you fully about the crisis that the network is in today. And we have asked you for the authority to carry that out. If you need some more time to discuss that amongst yourselves, I'm fully supportive of that. But don't make any mistake about the seriousness of the situation that the network is finding itself into today.
Leslie, can I ask a quick question?
Sam, can I jump in for a second? I agree. I think you and Lonnie both, starting in the September board meeting, you know, have not pulled your punches and have been very, very clear with us and with whoever was listening that the network was in, you know, serious financial trouble. That was back in September, and that the projections did not look good, and now it's worse. The situation is worse. So I think, in fact, you and Lonnie both have done a job that is to be applauded, and I thank you, you know, and I hope the whole board does, for being as clear and, you know, as clear as you've both been with the presentation of the problem that we face. I also very much agree with you that it is very, very important that the people who have certain, you know, have been given certain authorities, in this case, you, Dan, as the executive director, Lonnie as the chief financial officer, and the station managers as station managers, that you all have certain authorities that you have, that certain powers that you have, that you've been given by the structure of Pacifica. And I think it's very, very important that we as a national board, as an interim national board, but nonetheless as a national board, reaffirm that structure, because that structure is the one we work with. Having said that, I don't see any problem, and maybe I'm missing something, with inviting the general managers to join us for the beginning part of the executive session on Saturday. I don't think that that means, I do think, let me put it in the affirmative, I also think that we should pass these budgets today. In a provisional way, though, I would say till the middle of January, probably beginning of January or middle of January, to get revised and updated budgets and see where we are. And then we then have to look at the four resolutions also to reaffirm your authority to make decisions, to carry out a plan, and to do the best job possible. So I don't see having the five station managers on the call on Saturday for a short amount of time as having to undermine that authority, especially if on that call we as a national board reaffirm the authority that you and Lonnie do have.
Well, can I clarify just one point?
Yes.
Right, as of the 50th of November, we don't have the authority to spend money, nor do the station managers, I might add. No one
does. No. I said
he would pass it provisionally.
Well, let me clarify. Do that. That's what you're suggesting?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Get it done tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight,
we pass, can I second your motion? We pass the provisional budget.
Well, there was a motion made.
The chair has to move it, so why don't you move it, AC, and I'll second.
I move. I so move that the provisional budget be passed for, what did you say, Lonnie, 45 days?
We need 45 days.
45 days.
A second, of course.
Okay, and that's seconded by several people. Is there anybody who wants to vote against that?
Well, I'm going to, I have these reservations about the national, but I will vote for it provisionally for 45 days.
Right.
And we're going to get all these briefings and all this information this week.
Yeah. Right. So I just want to double check. Do I need to do the roll call, or is it unanimous? Is there anybody voting against this?
I think since I haven't seen it, I would abstain if you did roll call, but I'm not against it at all.
Okay.
So it's unanimous with one abstention.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So the budgets have been passed for 45 days that we will come back to look at revised budgets, and hopefully at that point be able to pass budgets for the rest of the year, if not for whatever period of time we need to pass them for.
Could I?
We also agreed, let me just summarize where we are. We also agreed on Saturday we're going to have an executive session conference call. Before then, we're going to get some more information from the national staff. What we haven't decided on yet is the question of inviting the general managers. So I think at this point, because we've discussed it quite a bit, could we get a motion and then we could act on the motion?
Okay, this is Lydia, and I move that we invite the general managers for the first portion of our meeting on Saturday.
Second.
I'd like to discuss this issue. This is Teresa.
Oh, no.
I would like them to put something in writing prior to that meeting. It can be emailed to all of us so they don't actually start at the top and give us a report like the report that we were supposed to have in New York.
That's going to be really hard this week, especially in New York.
It's just asking questions, just any remaining questions we may have.
Well, I think it would probably be beneficial for us as a national board if they're going to give us some figures to actually put them in writing.
But see, they don't even know that we're even discussing this. So, for them to prepare ahead of time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can she be finished?
Sorry. I think I have a legitimate point. I'm going to be in the office of Dwayne Bradley tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him about our role, and I'm going to ask him if there's anything that's a real matter of concern to him, so I not tie up, a whole bunch of people while he's, just off the top of my of his head responding to this, this question.
And can you give us an idea what questions you would ask?
I'm going to ask him if he has any problems with the budget.
Teresa, are you suggesting? Can I ask? You said that you wanted to suggest that we ask each of the general managers to send something in writing to us. Could we?
If they have anything that they need.
Maybe not do it that way though, but that ask that at least one board member from each of the five single areas talk to the station managers before the Saturday meeting.
Yeah, that's
better. Is that what you're saying? Could that do it?
Yeah, that's better.
And if they want to put something in writing and send them to an email to us, there's nothing to stop them from doing that.
That's right.
Right, but it wouldn't be a requirement.
Also, business managers have been a very important part of this process as well. And I would strongly urge, if board members want to get more information,
mm-hmm.
From the local stations, the business managers are also, a font of information about the local station, about finances at the local station. I know throughout the Pacifica system, they're very, very helpful.
Are you suggesting they be on the call, Bill?
I think if you want to, it's you know, if you want a finance call about what's happening at the local stations, it's probably useful to have the business managers on the call.
Well, this is Lydia. My purpose in having them on is not even questioning the dilemma as we see it, but is also what do they envision for the future? What are the prospects that they're thinking of? I'm sure if you've been dealing with them that they've come up with some ideas as well. So it's a twofold thing that the business managers might not necessarily be in on the creative portion of that, but.
Okay. Well, I hope our business managers are.
Oh, yeah. They know more in some stations than
okay.
the GM.
Okay.
Lean on them.
So I would be willing. I actually have some days off, which is a miracle, and I would be willing, unless Leslie feels that she would want to do it, or Janice.
I see him every day.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Folks, we have to resolve this question. Right. We have a motion on the floor.
It's been seconded.
Take the roll call.
What are we asking him?
Well, wait. Can we have ask the secretary to repeat the motion?
The motion made by Lydia was that we ask the general managers to join the call for the first portion of the call.
For a Saturday call.
For a Saturday call that's at 9 a.m. West Coast and noon East Coast time. That's the motion, and the rest of it is just discussion that we've had about what different people are going to do.
Could I suggest also the call be on Monday on a working day? That might be easier for everybody.
It's not easier for me because it is a working day.
No, the problem is not just, I mean, frankly, I am exhausted. I know the general managers, many general managers are exhausted. It's very hard to ask at this time. I know some of our general managers are really... Need a break.
Dan, I can understand that. I appreciate that. I am totally exhausted. I had planned to do nothing this weekend, right? But you so eloquently put it, we are in a crisis,
mm-hmm.
right? So either we're in a crisis and we have to act like that, or we're not, you know, and we can. So I really think, I mean, I can't do it during the week. I have too many other conference calls and meetings and other things on my plate right now. You know,
Leslie, I'm not trying to be critical, but we are speaking of 10 employees and pulling them off on Thanksgiving weekend.
Five. We're talking about five employees. Good point you make
too.
There. And 15 of us. Who are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, they are employees. Yes, they get paid to do this work. And it is a crisis. If they can't be on the call, they can't be on the call. We're inviting them. We're not mandating that they must. Otherwise, you know, we're inviting them to be on the call.
Leslie, this is Ray.
Yeah.
I think that if the purpose of postponing these discussions, which I... You know, as Dan pointed out, extremely important that we do in a timely fashion, then it is important that we either have them there or have some kind of representation if they cannot be there. Either they will
you're mixing apples and oranges.
Yeah.
The reason why this call is being convened was because we don't have tonight certain information, and based on the recommendation of our executive director, the wise recommendation that certain things need to be discussed in executive session. That's why we're having
that.
The call.
The point I was
general managers
Leslie,
are added.
I was bringing the point that that do it earlier, the better. And therefore, when you say whether if they cannot make it, that's okay. But I think it would be important if they cannot make it that they would be asked certain questions and put the answer in writing at the very least. So we'd have the information with us when making decisions.
Okay, well, I want to call the question.
Thank you.
I think any general
Thank
manager
you.
Who wants to write a memo is free to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lydia, this is Dan. Just one quick question. Do you want changes to the KPFK budget?
I don't want anything other than communication, because if there are layoffs, other layoffs envisioned or whatever, it's the boards and of you know both local and national that have to respond to both the listeners and the staff. So I just think we don't want another situation with WBAI where I, for one, although I wasn't on the national board at the time, knew little about the crisis it was envisioning. That's all. Just more information. I don't...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, that would be helpful.
There's no reason for you to be so defensive about it. We just want a little bit more information because we're responsible. That's all.
Okay, the question is false, and that is the motion was that the GMs be invited to join the Saturday call.
I would also suggest that in terms of logistics, that, for example, if Janice is going to the station, that she asks that somehow she can have some kind of conversation and have the budget people also weigh in.
Yes.
Anybody is free to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Right, and get as much information. Now, the vote on the table is, or before us, is the general man, or should the general manager be invited to join the Saturday call? Pete?
No.
David
seconded it.
I'm sorry, yes.
Carol?
I had to mute on, I had to, sorry.
Carol?
Yes.
George? George, are you there?
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's been here for a while.
Okay, George is not there? Okay, Janice?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
AC?
Yes.
Am I missing something? Lydia?
Lydia, yes.
And me, yes.
And Ray, I joined late, but I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ray. Yes,
all right. Absolutely, yes.
You're a yes? Okay.
Okay, can I ask just a quick...
No, I'm not done. It's 7 yeses, 1 no. That's it. 7 yeses and 1 no.
Okay. 2 no's.
Okay, now what are we asking the general manager? I'm going to ask whether the business manager can be there for the call. And what is the other question that Teresa was suggesting?
The other question is for any comments, feedback, thoughts about the budget and the general financial situation, ideas for how to improve the financial situation, et cetera.
Can we move on?
Yes.
I'm going. I got to go.
We have one more item.
Oh. Well, actually, we passed the budgets provisionally, right? We did that unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. There were these four resolutions that were in the material. Janice, you're at a disadvantage. You don't have the material in front of you. But
I got the resolution.
Okay. So can we move through them quickly?
Please.
Okay, the first resolution is that the ED and the CFO are empowered to ensure that 1 month's operating reserves are in place for each station each fiscal year. Any comments?
This is Ray. What are the implications of that in terms of the present situation, then?
Well, obviously we can't at BAI meet 1 month's operating reserve, but because of the gravity of the situation there. But generally speaking, it reaffirms the board's resolution in September in slightly different language that the national office staff, led by the executive director and the CFO, can require that stations have 1 month's operating reserves in their budgets. It's fairly straightforward.
So moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
A second.
Let me just say, I will vote yes to this as it is worded. I do think that the general managers also should be both empowered but also held accountable for helping to make sure that the 1 month operating reserves are in place. I just want to raise that as a footnote to this. I'm not raising it as a substitute.
Yeah, how about, general manager, I'd like to add them to the list, CFO, ED, and general managers. That is what the structure requires anyway.
And do we need to state that WBAI is exempt from that for the moment, or should that be part of the resolution?
It's implicit, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Ken...
Can we just vote on this? We've been on this call for...
I understand.
This is
an issue that we discuss everything else ad nauseum. We can take a second more for this. I just want to understand clearly. I felt that when I voted for it earlier that I was kind of grappling with straws a little bit. What are the practical implications in terms of BAI being mandated? Do you have any problem then with stating that for the present BAI... For the next few months, whatever language you could suggest to us, BAI will be exempt from this requirement.
Well, if you pass the budgets as presented,
The budget does exempt the BAI from that requirement.
Which we already did.
All right. And the thing is that it says that ED is empowered to require it. He's not. He could actually make an exemption if he had to.
I understand that quite clearly, believe me. I was just suggesting that we include a language that it be exempt.
That's the same thing I just asked Ray, and they said it was implicit. Now,
well, I'm just saying that it's not enough for me.
All right. Instead of discussing it, can we just amend the motions?
That's what I'm suggesting now.
A clause at the end saying for this fiscal year, WBAI is exempt.
What about another station that has another problem down the line?
We'll have to look at it then. Let's look at it then.
We'll look at it then.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and are we changing it to include the GMs?
I'm suggesting that we do.
It would be the ED, the CFO, and the general managers are empowered, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. ED, CFO, and GMs empowered, and WBAI exempt this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we move to the vote?
Ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
George is on the call. Janet?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
And me, yes. So that's unanimous. Okay. Second one is resolved. KBSA accumulate 1 month's operating reserves this fiscal year, and that the ED and CFO provide a progress report to the IPNB in 45 days.
As far as KPFA being singled out, this is just the same thing that was in one. I don't understand.
Because their budget doesn't have it. Their budget, when you put in their capital expenses, comes down under the operating reserve, so they want special authority to deal with it. I think it's covered in the first one, too.
And this is Ray, and was the general manager and other people also consulted on this?
You mean on the 1 month operating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what you see on paper is as far as we got, and we want to go back and have another pass.
They've been working on it, Ray.
Yeah.
We want to
keep plugging away.
Okay.
Okay, can we call a question?
Yes.
Okay, so, Janet.
Somebody has to move it.
I'm sorry. Can somebody move it?
Teresa, I move.
Second resolution, Teresa moves. Who seconds?
Pete did.
All right,
okay, let's just do a quick roll call then. Pete?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Janice?
I abstain. It doesn't seem necessary to me.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Okay, and myself, yes. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, there's one abstention.
Okay.
Who abstained, by the way?
I did.
Okay.
Janice did. Okay, third one. Resolved, each Pacifica station before January 15th, 2004, review its daytime programming schedule with the goal of having each daytime program be revenue sufficient and financially self-sustaining with a listener base of support. A, the EG will review the progress of each station's self-sustaining plan and report back to the board by January 10th. B, where exceptions are warranted to the self-sustaining requirements due to mission relevance or special circumstances, and the waiver is recommended to the above resolution by the ED, the board of directors will specifically grant such waivers based on criteria it may develop.
I'm opposed to this motion. I would reword it to say I'm very eager to have this review.
Yes.
I think it's a very good idea to do it, but I think between now and January 15th, it would be impossible to make decisions about which programs might be canceled or taken off the air or to develop criteria to do so. So I'd like to have the review done by January 15th. And would propose that as a substitute motion.
Well, I also have problems with this motion. I have problems that it does not include the evening program. I think evening programs are another potential source of income
good
that
point.
Are not tapped into. I also, the concern I raised earlier, that even though the intention may not be there, the wording of this, I think, relies too heavily on the use of income as the criteria not in place right now. So the language of this, I think, you know, leaves that. And I think point B is too cumbersome. I don't understand how it's going to work around the exceptions and granting the waivers and et cetera. So I have problems with this motion the way it is, even with the I'm not sure exactly what you were saying, Carol, that you're substitute moderator.
Well, what I'm saying is that I would like all the stations to do this review, to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
themselves?
And you know, it would be great if the board got a copy of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually also uncomfortable with the national board being the body that would grant waivers to local programs.
I can't believe it here.
I think that local programming is primarily, with rare exceptions, a local issue. I don't want to grant waivers to programs at KPFT that I never heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that that's... that the national board should be making local programming decisions. What I do think is a very good...
I agree with that.
What?
I say I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. What I do think is a very good idea here is for all of the stations to do this review so that they're really looking at it and that we get a report back.
I would love to hear from Dan on this.
Well, you know, it's in the Pacifica mission statement. It's not like... the issue of being self-sustaining for programs to be self-sustaining. Obviously, we understand, everybody understands on this call, that some programs, for great reasons, should not necessarily be self-sustaining. But, you know, at this point, Pacifica has one program that holds the whole network up. Democracy Now! That raised about 2.6, maybe even more, 2.7 million. For the network as a whole, cash in the door, can't continue. Pacifica can't continue on this basis. Got to have programs that are going to be self-sustaining, in my view, is particularly during the daytime because nighttime is different for a variety of reasons. But I would, you know, I hear the concerns that Carol is raising, but I think as a first step, if we could get some kind of recognize that self-sufficiency or self-sustainability is a goal of programs, which is in the Pacifica mission statement, and get some kind of report by January 15th generated from the stations exactly along the lines of what was done at KPFA and what the GM at WBAI is doing now to look at our programs on the basis of self-sustainability. I think that would be, you know, an important first step, even if this resolution is reworded to
okay, I'm
going to
make a substitute
concerns.
Motion that the GMs between now and January 15th provide the executive director and the board with a report that includes the following: the per hour funds raised average over the last fiscal for each of their programs between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m., and also in a separate report what it costs to produce.
Did you just take 9 p.m. out of the air?
Because mm-hmm. Leslie said evening. I could mm-hmm. say I'm open to any time, but I'm saying 6 a.m. through 9 p.m. We get a per-hour fundraising report per program, average over the last fiscal, or the last 4 fund drives, including this one that just happened.
Friendly amendment?
Well, that's, can we have some discussion?
And the cost of producing the program. Some programs don't cost anything. Others have 4 producers that are paid. So we would want to know what the program raises and what it costs.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment. This is Lydia. That we just make it for the whole grid. We have some hot programs that are midnight, you know,
sure.
Hollywood is there.
That's probably
sure,
the best
grid.
Thing.
Okay.
This is Ray. Can I say something?
I'll second that.
Hey.
And I have a comment after Ray. It's a quick one.
and maybe Sally said, Dan, how do you decide the rentability of a program? I mean, I know during fundraisers, sometimes I'm going to, I don't know, be involved in my work, and I might be late, and I stop, and I'm listening to something that's extremely important to me, and by the time I'm finishing the evening, I pledge for whatever show sounds interesting to me, and when I really would have preferred to vote, you know, if it was a vote, to give my money earlier in the day. So how do you decide that the amount of money? I'm also thinking about in New York City, there's a show with prisoners, which is excellent, not only in terms of empowering prisoners, but also in terms of allowing us to understand the whole process better, this process of destruction of human beings and damning them that we have. I don't know how much money they're raising. Major part of their constituency are behind bars and living on an extremely limited income. How do we decide the value of that program? I mean, I understand you have a waiver.
It's just, does it cost any money to make?
Well, that I'm more willing to accept.
That's what we're talking
more
about.
Easily understandable.
Okay, folks, wait a second. Wait, we have an order here. We have an order.
Any consequence saying, well, we'll cancel it. Mm-hmm. We're just asking for this information, that this analysis take place.
No, I understand
okay,
that. I'm just saying, how does a general manager... it takes raw data that are just based on many other factors.
We all know that.
Yep. Call a question.